This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
One of the things I've learned in the travels that we've had is that most people are seeking agreement. That's a very difficult thing to achieve for several reasons. The first reason is that we're all different. Every single one of the 7.6 billion people on social media, over 8 billion people on the earth, the one thing we have in common is we're all different. We all are individual fingerprints of a creator. We are all different. And so the first interference that we have, if we try to seek agreement, is we're all different. The second one is that if we can achieve in an instant, in the present, in the now, an agreement, the instant after we share and agree upon one thing, time, emotion, and value change. And therefore, we are constantly trying to then stay in agreement. And there's a variety of different mechanisms, methodologies that we can utilize in sales or in the law in order to effectuate not only an agreement, written, verbal, oral, implied, and consideration are all forms and methods in which to effectuate agreement, but we also have mechanisms to effectuate the changes that occur instantly after a verbal, implied, written consideration agreement. And consideration means payment. And so we have mechanisms like a go, no-go plan or a scoping of a project. There's a variety of things that we do to try to stay aligned with the original agreement. But I have found that the most valuable of all that we seek in our personal and professional lives is the appreciation of the common thing that we all have, which is our differences. And so we must learn to add value to our differences. And seeking agreement can actually limit us. And if we instead appreciate our differences, then it allows us to co-create, collaborate, coordinate, which ultimately creates an exponentiality of outcomes. It creates an acceleration of where we want to be or better. And it aggregates more people. It unites more people. Imagine as the election's coming up, instead of trying to seek agreement of multiple issues, personal and professional issues, tax issues, real estate issues, border issues, personal issues, rights, etc., gun issues, whatever your issues are. Imagine if you took all that energy, time, and emotion and put it to appreciation, adding value to our differences, understanding the value in those differences, the perspective that we could share, the improvement, the acceleration, aggregation of the unification of all the differences. And I want to illustrate how easy it is when we appreciate the dis-ease that is caused by those differences. Let's start with the concept of agreement. The agreement is about finding common ground, aligning your thoughts, beliefs, actions, words, and feelings with others to create unity and focus. The purpose of an agreement is to, I'll repeat, create unity and focus. But yet in that pursuit of agreement, we create void shortages, obstacles, anger, reactions to fear, guilt, resentment, separation, inferiority, and superiority. And this is proven throughout human history. Human nature, if we take the concept of agreement, is counterintuitive to agreement because agreement is actually to create unity and focus, but it's not. It's not creating it because people lack the ability to appreciate the differences. The benefits of this concept is an agreement can streamline the decision-making and lead to a quicker execution, especially in business. Time is money and efficiency is the key. It also creates cohesion. When everyone is on the same page, it creates a clear, direct, and unified goal. It helps in the collaboration and coordinated movement towards where we want to be as a collective consciousness, or better. The drawbacks is complacency. While agreement can make things easier, it also can lead to complacency and a tribal groupthink nature that stifles innovation. It also creates surface level harmony. Sometimes agreement can create a false sense of harmony, making deeper issues or disagreements that need to be addressed or quote unquote appreciated. Now, the power of appreciating differences, in its definition as I see it, is appreciating differences means adding value and leveraging diverse opinions, backgrounds, and experiences into a unified collective. It's about seeing the strengths in our differences rather than trying to find common ground, which creates those shortages, voids, and obstacles. The benefits of the power of appreciating differences is, one, it actually stimulates innovation. Diverse perspectives often lead to creative solutions and new ideas that would not emerge in a homogeneous environment. It also creates, as I said, exponential growth. Embracing differences encourages both personal and organizational growth exponentially. It pushes out, pushes us out of our comfort zone into the learning zone, where the agreement goes directly from a complacent comfort zone into the anxiety zone, creating interference, conflict. Benefit also of adding value or finding value or appreciating differences is resilience. A team that values diversity is more adaptable and robust, capable of handling challenges with multiple perspectives and skill sets and knowledge of who and what in order to create the acceleration aggregation. And the outcomes are compounded exponentially to where we as a collective, personal, family, business will be or can become. The challenges, though, as we see them today in trying to get people to appreciate the differences, is that conflict itself, appreciating differences, doesn't mean there won't be conflict. In fact, it requires strong conflict resolution skills. In order to go past or be above the conflict and in the context of appreciating our differences, we have to have strong conflict resolution skills in order to dissipate, dissolve, and hopefully allow our reaction to the fear that is caused by the conflict of the differences that we are trying to appreciate. In order to dissipate those, we have to minimize the reaction to that fear that's caused by people not agreeing with us or being different from us, which is everybody. Another challenge of appreciating differences is complexity. We see this in the political realm today. There's more perspectives which complicate the decision-making processes, and we lose track that the results are what we're striving for and what are worth it. It's hyper-complex. It takes an understanding of conflict resolution, but the benefits outweigh those challenges, especially versus that of agreement. The power of appreciating differences strikes the balance when we need to seek agreement versus appreciating the differences. The key is knowing when to prioritize agreement and when to lean into the differences. Not every situation calls for consensus. Sometimes the best ideas come from a mix of diverse thoughts. And there's a prioritization that's necessary in order to figure out when we stop appreciating the differences and come to an agreement. But today, I find that most people skip the important step in the prioritization of cohesive, collaborative, coordinated movement for the exponentiality of our progress. And they don't seek and appreciate differences before they seek the agreement. In the decision-making process, we need to learn to recognize when it's crucial to reach a consensus and when it's more beneficial to invite diverse viewpoints to the table. We have to prioritize the critical life, business, personal issues in order to facilitate whether or not this time, emotion, and value should be spent to understand the varying viewpoints, or is it a decision that must be made quickly and is not, it is not necessary to appreciate the differences, but instead move forward in a cohesive, unified direction because of the non-importance of the decision. Team dynamics create this understanding of the composition of your team and the different roles and perspectives that each individual plays to create this essential balance between seeking agreement and appreciating differences. There needs to be leaders to understand and prioritize the critical action items of your personal or professional life. It's our responsibility to create an environment where both agreement and the appreciation of differences can coexist. This balance is where true innovation, growth, acceleration, aggregation, and those exponential outcomes occur. So, what are the practical tools and techniques that we can learn in order to facilitate the appreciation of differences? Number one, one of my core values is effective communication. Not only communicating with our source to become a greater resource, and allowing the communication to come through us for others. But effective communication is critical in the practical application as a tool in order to facilitate the appreciation of differences. The number one skill set that is included in effective communication is active listening. You see, there is three types of listeners. The interrupter, and we all know these people when we're talking, they just interrupt us and have to tell us what they think and seek agreement. Then there's the more Machiavellian waiter, the person who all they're thinking is what they're going to say, but are waiting until you're done, but not listening. And then you have, of course, the active listener who facilitates effective communication. Listening to understand rather than just to respond is crucial in appreciating differences. I have one of my employees, he's great at telling me, "You're not listening to me." No. I listened to you and I responded three times, but you're not even a waiter. You're an interrupter and you're not an effective communicator. And we need to work on, in order to appreciate the differences and collaborate together, we need to appreciate through active listening, not interrupting, and not being a waiter. The second one is one that I teach in almost every situation when I coach people, when I mentor. It's called framing questions. I rarely respond in any format other than a question. If you make statements as answers, then you're playing checkers. If you can formulate questions, frame questions, and ask questions that open the door for dialogue, for learning, for appreciation of differences, rather than simply seeking agreement, or as also defined, seeking validation. See, when you seek an agreement, it's a form of seeking validation. When you live as a ferocious Buddha and surrender to the outcomes and look for collaboration, coordination, and an exponentiality of outcomes, you stop seeking agreement and validation, but information through active listening and active questions and suggestions. The second skills that are in practical application of appreciating the differences to utilize tools and techniques in order to facilitate this collaboration, acceleration, aggregation, and allow you to experience the compounding of outcomes exponentially is facilitation skills. To mediate is to appreciate. It's important to balance differing views to reach outcomes that everyone can support. Mediation is a practical application of appreciation because it allows us to see, elevate, and illustrate the value of what each individual perspective brings to the greater good. And two, to encourage with diverse input, using techniques that ensure every voice is heard and valued, and making sure no one's perspective is overlooked. Within the context of prioritization, of course, you cannot do this to decide what are we going to have for lunch, especially what are we going to have for lunch? Because if you want to, number one, get differing opinions or no opinions, then ask everybody, hey, where do you want to go for lunch or what do you want to eat? It is either the paralysis question or it is the barfing of information. So we need to make decisions according to prioritization, aligned with where we want to be or better, according to the circumstances of today, utilizing the lessons of the past in the divine direction, not to create extra divine detours in order to utilize our divine time with productivity, accessibility, and gratitude. These are important. Now, understanding how value is derived will tell us how to use these techniques and the tools and the skills that are necessary in order to prioritize agreements that are necessary. And more importantly, how much time, effort, emotion, and value do we put towards the appreciation of these differences? So value itself has to be analyzed. And I have tried my best to simplify value. And I've come up with, for me, the best way to do that. And its value, in my opinion, in my perspective, can only be derived in two ways. Number one, giving people what they like. Two, taking away some, if not all, of what people don't like. And in order to do so, we need to appreciate differences first in order to come to agreement that, yes, this will help me because it adds value. It gives me more of what I like. Or, yes, this will help me and add value because it what? Takes away what I don't like. But we can't get there unless we appreciate the differences, because the appreciation of differences are at the core, the spine of value. Because in order to derive value, we need to give people what they like or take away what they don't like. In order to do that, we need to, one, know what their perspective is. We need to know where they are today. We need to know what they do today, say today, feel today, think today, believe today, in order to appreciate the differences of how they see our agreement or our progress or our behavior, etc. And to use the skills of effective communication, facilitation, and a decision-making framework. And in that individualized appreciation, we need to have a decision-making framework to prioritize when and where agreements should be formed and how they should be formed and when and how we spend the time, emotion, and value appreciating the distance. And the first is, we can, with a prioritized decision that needs to be made, build a consensus, a collective consciousness. We need to know when and how to build agreements, when it's necessary for acceleration, aggregation, progress of exponentiality. So the decision-making framework as a practical tool and technique to facilitate appreciating differences along with the effective communication and the facilitation skills. And then finally, we need to have an inclusive decision-making process for the prioritized decisions, not for the non-prioritized, not for the non-negotiables, but for the prioritized decision. We need to have an inclusive decision-making process that ensures that the appreciation of differences, the diverse perspectives, are not just heard, but actively informed in the decision being made. These tools will help facilitate the prioritization of agreement and making sure in its coordinated collaborative movement that it prioritizes in the aspect of timing and risk tolerance, the time, value, and emotion that is spent and changing at all times, even in the decision-making process, is utilized in order to facilitate the definition of agreement, which is finding common ground, aligning what you do, say, think, feel, and believe with others to create unity and focus. Imagine if we can do this November 5th, if we can appreciate the differences and come to an agreement in order to create unity and focus for the billions of people around the world, in order to effectuate the behaviors, to effectuate the progress, to create the acceleration, aggregation, and compounding of outcomes exponentially to the good, not to accelerate in the wrong direction, to create more void, shortages, and obstacles. We need to prioritize this. We need to prioritize the conversations of how to appreciate our differences. We need to have balance. The most important takeaway is the need to balance agreement with the appreciation of differences and know how and what agreements are prioritized and which are not. This balance is where real growth and innovation will happen, where unity and clarity and balance and focus will foster a greater good. Secondly, we need to utilize the correct mindset, a mindset of aggregation, acceleration, and compounding exponentially of growth of outcomes. We need to embrace the balance and the prioritization in order to foster a culture of continuous growth, collaboration, coordination, innovations, and as you know, most importantly, resilience, the sister of commitment to consistent progress. I encourage everyone here to reflect on your own personal and professional practices. Identify areas and prioritize where you can better appreciate differences while maintaining alignment with your community, your family, your teams, your businesses. Let's all live to understand agreement. The purpose, for the sake of what? To create unity and focus, to create efficiency and cohesion, to reduce complacency and surface level harmony, to stop the void, shortages, and obstacles, to shorten the distance of resistance through the wisdom and the faith of appreciation, the ability to add value to others. Notating that value is only derived by giving them more of what they like and taking away what they don't like, but you can't do so if you are not an active listener, if you don't understand what they like and don't like, and then you can have impact together, the exponentiality of unity. Strike a balance when to seek agreement and appreciation by prioritizing the decision-making and team dynamics and take that leadership role. Utilize effective communication, be an active listener, frame your questions, utilize facilitation by mediation and encouraging diverse input in the accordance of that prioritization, and especially create a framework for decision-making by building consensus and utilizing inclusive decision-making practices. And you will have balance. You will have acceleration, aggregation and compounding of what you want or better in your life. Take those actionable steps. I promise you, if we all prioritize the appreciation of differences in order to become one, in order to achieve agreement, notating time, value, and emotion will change. We can stay aligned after a verbal, written, implied, considerated agreement is formed. We will continue to appreciate one another, to add value to one another, our families, our friends, our community, our businesses, our cities, our states, and our country, and even the world. This has been the Appreciation of Differences training on a road to revenue, on a road to make more money, help more people, and have more fun. If anyone would like the exercises and guides in this Agreement versus Appreciation of Differences training, please email me. It's free. I'll throw in my book. I'll even send that to you, pay for the book and shipping. David@dmeltzer.com. Get your Agreement versus Appreciation of Differences training guide and exercises. I'd love to give you that. If it's free, it's me. And we will hand it over to my favorite part to figure out what everyone is listening for. We got the amazing Nick of Guam, the birthday boy, 24 years old and running. He's guaranteed 24 hours today, unless it's the last day. Then he'll be cheated minutes, moments, hours, who knows. But I think he's going to make it. Anyway, birthday boy, why don't you go ahead, reset the room. Remember, get your Appreciation of Differences guides and exercises, David@dmeltzer.com.